KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have light snow, 21 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up just under an inch of snowfall over the past 24 hours at 9/10 of an inch. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medi-Cab Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Our forecast for today is calling for light snow to continue. Daytime snow accumulation of less than 1/2 inch additional should be expected. We'll have a high around 25. In Southwest Iowa news, two people have been arrested on drug charges in Red Oak. According to the police department, 22-year-old Nicholas Dean Wright of Carson was taken into custody shortly after 10 p.m. Thursday on charges of possession of marijuana. Wright was being held in the Montgomery County Jail this morning on $1,000 cash bond. And 34-year-old Joshua Dwayne Moan of Red Oak was arrested early this morning on charges of forgery, counterfeiting, driving while revoked, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Moan was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash bond. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medi-Cap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cap Pharmacy located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Well, the Iowa Department of Transportation's road condition report at 511ia.org shows most of the roads here in southwest and western Iowa are partially covered with snow this morning, snow, slush, or ice, and they're warning motorists to look out for icy bridges. Authorities were warning drivers in western Iowa to slow down yesterday after responding to numerous reports of cars sliding off the road because of black ice lingering from a major snowstorm. The State Patrol says there were several reports of single vehicle crashes and icy road conditions. Towing had been restricted along Interstate 29 from Missouri Valley to Sioux City. Officials in other parts of the state say the cold weather has made it difficult for workers to remove the black ice. Crews in Cedar Rapids say they were putting sand down, but it was still difficult to cut the ice. In Des Moines, meanwhile, workers were saying that de-icing agents work best above 20 degrees, and that's something we haven't seen really for quite a while other than late yesterday. Waterloo officials say it's going to be a lengthy process to clear some of their residential streets. A Nebraska woman was transported to the hospital in Harlan after the car she was driving went out of control and rolled into a ditch Thursday morning about a mile west of the Walnut exit. The State Patrol says 54-year-old Vicki Blaisdell of McCook, Nebraska, was traveling west on I-88 around 11:35 a.m. when her 2006 Chevy Malibu skidded on the snow and ice and entered the north ditch, where it overturned and ended up on its roof. Blaisdell was transported to the hospital by Walnut Rescue. Officials say she was wearing her seatbelt, and the injuries appeared to have been minor. A man and a woman from New Mexico suffered what were described as minor injuries during a single vehicle accident Thursday morning on Interstate 80 near Shelby. The State Patrol says 60-year-old Jose Flores and a passenger in his vehicle, 51-year-old Emma Elias Marquez, both of Albuquerque, were transported by Shelby Rescue to Murtu Hospital in Harlan for evaluation. The pair were traveling west on I-80 at around 10:20 a.m. when the 2003 Chevy Avalanche they were in went out of control on the snow-covered road. The pickup truck entered the median about a mile west of the Shelby exit and rolled over before coming to rest in the eastbound lanes of I-80. Flores was able to drive the vehicle onto the south shoulder after it rolled. The patrol says both occupants of the vehicle were wearing their seat belts. Two Omaha residents were arrested Wednesday morning on theft charges in Mills County. Sheriff's officials said yesterday 19-year-old Megan Nicole Moline Kosicki and 19-year-old Tyler Robert Beecher were taken into custody on warrants charging them with theft in the first degree. The pair was arrested at the Sarpy County, Nebraska Corrections Facility. Their bonds were set at $5,000 each. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office said also that a Council Bluffs woman reported Wednesday afternoon an incident of third-degree burglary at a location along Barris Road in Glenwood. There were no other details provided. A man has been sentenced to more than 4 years in federal prison for distributing methamphetamine in western Iowa. Antonio Lara Pantoja of Denison was sentenced in Sioux City last week after pleading guilty in August to a drug conspiracy charge. Officers found nearly 4 grams of meth in Lara Pantoja's vehicle when he was arrested in March of 2011. They say he sold more than 100 grams of meth in Denison from January through March of last year. He obtained the drug in Omaha, Nebraska. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Checking our funeral announcements, Bill Huff, age 85 of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Bill Huff will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Marianne Munchrath, age 87 of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Marianne Munchrath will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Judith Altfelish Kim, age 71, formerly of Atlantic, died December 19th in Arizona. Funeral services for Judith Altfelish Kim will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Linda Lou Sanders Fudge, age 61 of Atlantic, died December 16th. Memorial services for Linda Fudge will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Rowena Ratzliff, age 79 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Rowena Ratzliff will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Gray, age 72 of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Helen Gray will be this afternoon at 2:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Robert Roselle, age 90 of Earl Lewis, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Robert Roselle will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Westlawn Hillcrest Mortuary in Omaha. Helen Pig, age 90, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Pig will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Wilma Rose, age 85, of Bayard, died Thursday. Private family funeral services are planned for Wilma Rose at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Mary Arrowsmith, age 91, of Bayard, died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Services for Mary Arrowsmith are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. And Jean Casey, age 64, of Griswold, died Monday. Memorial services for Jean Casey are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Henson reporting.